I want to read a few verses from the Gospel of John, and it's at the chapter 19, and it's the scene of Mount Calvary. John 19 and verse 31. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross of the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith there came there out blood and water. And he that saw it bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And the Lord will bless the reading of his holy and unerring word. The wonderful blood of Calvary's Lamb. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. It was that great gospel ambassador, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the king of preachers, who said that there is a danger for the gospel preacher not to preach the gospel, but actually to make explanations and comments upon it. In other words, the danger is that instead of preaching the gospel, the man in the pulpit or platform, he actually explains the gospel. No, I haven't come to explain it. I have come to preach it. The gospel preacher must be faithful to his high calling. He must preach the gospel. He is not called upon to explain his view of the gospel, for he hasn't come to preach his view, but he's come to preach the view set forth in the Holy Scriptures. He is not to come and try to explain the doctrines and wonder of the gospel. No, he has ordered to preach the gospel, and the gospel will preach for itself. O Holy Spirit of God, give me this day the almighty power to truthfully and faithfully proclaim the gospel of the blessed Son of God. Give me a preacher's heart, I would pray. A preacher's prayers, a preacher's passion, and a preacher's gospel net. And may it not be empty when the preaching is over, but may it be filled with fishes large and small. Please, O Lord, give me the anointing so that nothing less than that will do. Make me this day to be a fisher of men. As Mr. Spurgeon stated, we cannot ever contemplate the probability of the shedding of Christ's blood. That has happened. His blood has been shed. It is most important that at the end of preaching is the salvation of the souls that hear. And I would pray, O God, give me the anointing of thy blessed Spirit, so that with power I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I look away to the cross, and as I look away to the cross, I see the torments of thy Son, blessed Father, as he gave his back to the spider and his cheeks to those that plucked off his hair. I see his agony. I hear his cries. And I know that he was wounded for me. Wounded for me. My blessed Lord Jesus was wounded for me. And I come with prayer upon my lips, intercession in my heart, that thou wouldst give me special power as I bring this vitally important message. The thing that defiled a man was their awful hatred of Christ, and how his blood had to be shed in order that forgiveness and salvation through the blood of the innocent Lamb of God should flow forth, and that this mighty, wonderful, divine and wonderful well should be opened, filled with the Savior's blood to wash away the sins of those that turn and seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. The law, the precious blood, has always been extra special as we view the agony of Christ, the Almighty God, enthroned in humanity. How very precious is the blood of the Lamb, and how unassailable is that blood in its capacity to wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Do you not remember the three soldiers of David's army? And David was in a tight corner, and it was very warm, and he was sweating with heat, but there was no water immediately available to him. He made known his thirst, and three champion army men of David's army, they fought their way through David's enemies, and they brought from the well at Bethlehem the cold, cold water that David so much was in need of. And then they returned back. And when they returned back, David was amazed at what they had done. But as he looked at what might have happened, the three men might themselves have been slaughtered. When he looked at the can of beautiful cold water, he said, "I cannot, I dare not drink of this water, because this water is the water that comes to me, and it was very, very dear water. Expensive water, because every stroke that my soldiers took at the enemy could have been a death stroke for them." And he said, "Men, I have only one thing to do." And he raised the water can, toppled it over, and he poured the water into the ground. He said, "I don't do anything else, because the price of men are in that water." We cannot explain today adequately the wonder of the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget Calvary, lest I forget the flowing blood of the Lamb, O inspire me with the vision of the blood on the cross of Christ. The law is precious. The blood was precious. No man had a right to take away the blood. That was a sin. So Christ, instead of taking the blood, he had a time of prayer to give thanks for what that blood represented. And what did it represent? No wonder the precious blood of our Savior was sprinkled on the mercy seat of the triune Jehovah God. That blood is sprinkled on the mercy throne by the great I Am. It speaks what a mighty prayer. Christ's own blood in heaven declares that his work on earth is done. Oh, it was love. It was wondrous love. The love of God to me that brought my Savior from above to shed his blood on the cross for me. In heaven, Christ appears in the presence for God with the blood. And you need to come, sinner, to the risen Lord. Tell it around. Let it abound. There's life in the risen Lord. What is that life? The life of the flesh is in the blood. Whose life flowed in that blood? The mighty life of God incarnate in the flesh. That's why you can be saved today, my sinner friend, by coming and washing in the blood of the Lamb. Christ, by his precious blood, sprinkled on the mercy seat forever, offers you pardon and peace and life everlasting. Oh, the wonder of it all. I cannot tell you the value of that precious blood, for it has perfected the entire church of the living God to be saved ever and forever. Thank God that the precious blood cleanseth me forever from all my sins. Rolled away, and the burden of my heart was rolled away. Every sin had to go neath the cleansing flow. Rolled away, and the burden of my heart rolled. No wonder that precious blood of our Savior is sprinkled on the mercy seat of the triune Jehovah God. That blood is sprinkled on the mercy seat of the great I Am. It speaks What a mighty prayer. Christ's own blood. Heaven declares his work on earth, and his gospel on earth has been won through. And to sinners, young sinners, old sinners, black as hell sinners, and those not so black, they were all atoned for in the blood of the Lamb. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden soul find liberty in Calvary. Christ, by his precious, precious blood, now sprinkled upon the mercy seat, is available to all who may come and wash in the blood of the Lamb. Every sin has to go neath that cleansing flow. No wonder we believers can sing. And what can we sing? We can sing, "Though in myself defiled I am, and black as cedars I appear. Yet when I put my garment on, I am as fair as the fruits of Solomon's Lord." Hallelujah! Hallelujah! There's power. There's cleansing, and there's snow white perfection in the blood of the Lamb. And so I call you, my friend, to a place where your sins can be forgiven, where your sins can be removed, and where your sins will never be mentioned against you at the throne of God. For Christ has taken away forever our sins. Thank God. Our covering is whiter than the snow. My covering is cleaner that the newness of heaven can make it. Law and terror do but harden all the while they work alone. But a sense of blood-bought pardon soon dissolves a heart of stone. Oh, come for repentance to the blood, not to the church or to the sacrament, not to baptism, not to a party name, but come to Jesus as you are. Weary, worn, and sad, and he will give you a cleansing that will never be darkened again. Oh, the precious blood has eternal power to bring honor to Christ and the Father and the Holy Ghost, and to give me a whiteness that never can be stained. The containing power of Christ is wonderful. It's the amen of the blessed Holy Spirit of God. No wonder the true believer can sing, though in myself defiled I am, and blessed as cedar's mighty branch. Yet when I put my garments on, I'm fair, I'm as clean, that I cannot go wrong. Hallelujah for the whiteness of the cleansing blood of the Lamb. O precious blood, which imparts in unspotted manner to my soul, and removes the leper's spots and all hell stains, washed away forever, whiter than the snow. Law and error do but harden, all the while they work alone. But a sense of blood-bought pardon soon dissolves a heart of stone. O come for a repentant sinner. Come for a broken heart, sinner. Come to be melted, sinner. Come to the cross. Remember there is life in the risen Lord. Tell it around. Let it abound. There's life in the risen Lord. Oh, the precious blood has eternal power to make peace with God, and has missed and has changed and given me peace with God. Oh, there's wonderful power in the cross that was shed at Calvary. It takes away not some of our sins, but it takes away all of our sins. Listen. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. What compelling power and eternal power in the blood of the Lamb. Now freed from sin, I walk at large. My Savior's blood, my full discharge at his dear hand, my soul will lie, a sinner saved, and the debt all paid. Hallelujah, I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. As I close, let me answer a question. What has happened by the application of the Savior's blood? Well, the blood is shed blood. The blood is atoning blood. The blood is cleansing blood. The blood is preserving blood. The blood is pleading blood. The blood is eternal blood. The blood is precious blood. The blood is sanctifying blood. The blood is powerful blood. The blood is confirming blood. The blood is invigorating blood. Thank God, the blood is eternal blood. Come, my friend. Wash and be clean. clean. The eternal blood is flowing for you. Turn with me to the cross. View the crucified Lord, the same Jesus who rose again, the lovely blood-stained Christ. I look to thee, Lord Jesus. I can look nowhere else. And I look away until my eyes are so looking at the blood of the Lamb. Oh, sinner, my dear hearer, look and live. I burst into song as I go. No chains for me anymore, don't you know? I'm saved forevermore. No sin I have to gaze at. The blood of the Lord Jesus washes away my sin. That blood has cleansed me from all my sin. My Savior's blood is as full and as powerful as the day he shed it. His dear feet brings him to me, and he applies his blood forevermore. Glory to his name. Calvary's Christ has washed me and cleaned me and cleansed me forevermore. Just pray this prayer, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. Lord Jesus, the shedder of thy life's blood for sinners, grant that those that hear this message may look and live. For there's life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Amen and amen.